You are listening to the Walking Leader podcast with your host, David Guerra.
Welcome back to the Walking Leader podcast. I am your host, David Guerra. In this episode, we come to the conclusion with session 10 of the primary leadership development course. Welcome to session 10 of the primary leadership development course. Let's get on with it. In this session of the Primary Leadership Development course, we will talk about developing your personal leadership philosophy. See, developing your personal leadership philosophy is critical when it comes to knowing yourself as you go through your growth both personally and professionally. So as a new leader, learning how to create, develop, and follow a personal leadership philosophy is not just important, it is essential for guiding your actions, inspiring your team, and driving success in your role. A personal leadership philosophy serves as a guiding framework that articulates your beliefs, values, and principles as a leader, providing clarity, consistency, and direction in your leadership approach. Now, here's why it's crucial for new leaders to prioritize developing their personal leadership philosophy. See, creating a personal leadership philosophy helps new leaders define their identity and purpose as leaders. Now, by reflecting on their values, strengths, and experiences, leaders can articulate their vision for leadership and clarify what they stand for. This self-awareness enables leaders to lead authentically, aligning their actions with their core beliefs and inspiring trust and confidence among team members. So know that developing a personal leadership philosophy fosters consistency and integrity in leadership practices. When leaders have a clear understanding of their values and principles, they can make decisions and take actions that are consistent with their beliefs, even in challenging situations, especially in challenging situations. See, this consistency builds credibility. It builds credibility and trust as team members know what to expect from their leader and can rely on their judgment and integrity. Now, following a personal leadership philosophy enables new leaders to navigate complexity and uncertainty with confidence. And in today's rapidly evolving business landscape, leaders are often confronted with ambiguous and dynamic challenges that require decisive action and strategic thinking. By guiding their decisions and behaviors in their leadership philosophy, leaders can stay true to them, to their principles and values, even in the face of adversity, and lead with resilience and purpose. So they stay true to themselves. Now, additionally, a personal leadership philosophy serves as a source of inspiration and motivation for both the leaders and their team members. By articulating a compelling vision for leadership and expressing their commitment to serving others and making a positive impact, leaders can inspire team members to embrace their shared goals and values. This shared sense of purpose fosters a culture of engagement, collaboration, and excellence within the organization. Now, Let's explore how leaders can create, develop, and follow their leadership philosophy. First, they need to reflect on their values and beliefs. So start by reflecting on your core values, your core beliefs and principles as a leader. Consider what motivates and inspires you, as well as the qualities and behaviors you admire in other leaders. Identify the values that are most important to you and that you want to embody. So what's important to you and what you want to embody as or in your leadership approach. Now, you also want to define your vision of leadership. Clarify your vision for leadership by articulating your aspirations, your goals, and priorities as a leader. Consider the impact you want to have on your team and organization, as well as the legacy you want to leave behind. See, define what success looks like for you as a leader and what steps you need to take to achieve your vision. It can be done. So you want to align your actions with your values. Ensure your actions and behaviors align with your values and principles as a leader. Consistently demonstrate integrity, honesty, and transparency in your interactions with others. Lead by example and uphold the standards and expectations you set for yourself and your team. Regularly seek feedback and reflection. So seek feedback from others. Now, this is going to be difficult. And we'll talk more about this in a future episode. I've got this graphic I'm working on with this. But, well, look at it in the upcoming expanding content. And we're going to talk about seeking feedback from others. And we'll take that deeper dive. So seek feedback from others, including your peers, your mentors, and team members, to assess how well you are living up to your personal leadership philosophy. Reflect on your experiences and lessons learned, and use them to refine and strengthen your leadership approach over time. Over time, folks. There's no cookie cutter to this. This is going to take time. So expect experiences to happen. Expect to take away some lessons. Learn those lessons. Do what you can to not repeat them. But it's going to take time. So learning how to create, develop, and follow a personal leadership philosophy is essential for new leaders seeking to lead with authenticity, integrity, and purpose. And by articulating their values, defining their vision for leadership, and aligning their actions with their principles, new leaders can inspire trust, they can drive success, and make a positive impact on their teams and the organization. So again, put yourself in the right place, know where you want to be, know where you want to go, and everything else should fall in line. But again, the other takeaway here is reflection and refinement that has to happen as well, to include feedback. And like I said, I'll talk more about feedback in an upcoming episode or an upcoming content here. Now, homework. I know it's session 10, it's the end, but it's your homework. And this, it's real simple. In your notepad or journal, write down the beginning or outline of your personal leadership philosophy. Take what I presented here and start building. You're answering the questions, answering the content, filling in the blanks, and put down start the works for your personal leadership philosophy. Now, this homework assignment is one that has no minimum amount of, you know, content, you know, 100 words to it. No, it's going to be something that you will revisit, re-examine, redefine, and redo time and time again. Build it into your schedule to revisit your philosophy, just like you should be revisiting your goals from time to time, your mission statement from time to time. Keep it constant, keep it consistent, keep it relevant. See, as you get older and wiser, those experiences you encounter will continue to make you the person you are at that moment. And remember, as a leader, you will never be a finished product. I want to remind you that we still have so much more to go. So please know that there is more to this course than just the audio in this podcast episode. I invite you to visit my website, daveguerra.com, and then go on over to the Primary Leadership Development course. That's at daveguerra.com/primary, P-R-I-M-A-R-Y. Take a look there. There you're going to find the course material that's such as the audio in today's podcast, a video or two, some PDF documents for you to download, and some other training material to help you move through the course. And we're going to be adding more stuff as time goes on. We're going to keep it fluid. We're going to keep it dynamic. Now, while this is the last session of the Primary Leadership Development course, we're not done. In a couple of weeks, I will post other material here on this podcast used to expand on and amplify what the first 10 episodes have presented, and I'm going to go ahead and continue adding to that. So I do hope you can continue to join me on this journey. Well, looks like we've reached the end of this episode, and I do hope you found it both entertaining and educational. Also, I do hope you can continue to join us for the next episode. Now, please do not forget, you can always contact me with questions, comments, or concerns by email at dave@daveguerra.com or on Twitter, the @ and then Dave Guerra, all one word, or on Instagram, dave_Guerra. And I do look forward to hearing from you. Let me know. Reach out. Don't hesitate. And until next time, be confident, stay patient, take action, and most of all, remain resilient. Everyone, I am your host, David Guerra. Thank you for joining me today.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.